Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
And powered by 1-800-LOAN-MART.
Get cash fast when you need it.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Statman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.
It is the second hour of Speed Freaks. Thank you guys for hanging out with us, man, at Speed Freaks on Twitter. You got Crash Gladys, Statman, Kenny Sargent. We're going to hear from Joseph Newgarden this hour. He'll be joining us. And if you missed any of the show, go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. That's speedfreaks.tv. IndyCar Series was in Iowa, and of course, NHRA was in Chicago, NASCAR in Kentucky, and you put some new pavement out there, and a lot of drivers aren't happy. And before we get into some commentary from Brad Keselowski, Crasher, Dale Jr. is still not in the chase.
Yeah, and his fans are more upset about it than he is. You know Dale, he's been so laid back over these last, eight or so years, and now, of course, you know, getting married, everything's, you know, life is good for Dale Jr. He was a little upset that he didn't finish better last night. I think he ended up 13th, and it was partly because he ran out of gas on the last lap. This was a pretty big fuel mileage race for a lot of drivers, but he's not really worried about his points. He knows he could have had more points if he would have finished higher if he didn't run out of gas, but he's just not as worried. So you fans, simmer down. Don't be worried. If your driver's not worried, you guys don't worry. He's still got time to get a win before the chase starts. If that happens, yay. If it doesn't, okay, he might be out of the chase. But again, your driver's not worried. So you don't. Shouldn't be worried.
What? How can you tell one a fan, and if a driver's not worried about winning, what's the point? Wait, why is he out there? I mean, the NFL doesn't worry about selling more seats. They've sold 95% of the seats already. So it doesn't matter if they keep a star or not, because the fans are going to show up. And if Dale's going to make the money and get paid the money and have all the fan adulation and doesn't care about winning, what's the point?
Well, you notice I'm playing the X-Files music, Statman. I figured you want to chime in and say something to the effect of, there is no way that Dale Earnhardt Jr. will not be making the chase, if you catch my X-Files drift.
Yeah, funny how that works.
He was asked yesterday. He was asked if he was worried about his position, and so far being on the outside looking in, he said, I'm good. I mean, what am I going to do? What else am I going to do? We're running as good as we can. It's either going to be good enough or it won't be good enough. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it, at least at this moment. If we miss the chase, it'll be frustrating and very disappointing. But we're going to plan on not missing it. We're going to plan on making it. Which means he's going to have to win. Dale, you're going to have to win if you're going to make the chase.
Do you sniff a last-ditch win in Richmond, Statman?
I was just thinking the same thing. Look out for Richmond. If you want to make sure you keep that on the DVR, or right, make sure you watch it, or there's going to be some suspense, shall we say, when Dale shows up at Richmond.
It'll be coming down to that race. Dale Jr. is on the outside looking in. The only way he can make the chase, which starts next weekend in Chicagoland Speedway, the only way he can make the chase is to win this race. Ladies and gentlemen, 5 laps to go. Dale Jr. just took the lead. Can he keep it here? Oh, he's running short on fuel. Oh, he saves the win. He does it. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I'd save that, Kenny. So yeah, when it happens.
Right?
So we can say, told you so.
No, I mean, this is exactly what you're going to hear from Crash.
Dale Jr., shut up.
See, that's what you're going to hear.
That was after he started the year pretty good.
I know.
Dale Jr., shut up.
How many freaking National Motorsports Radio shows have been around for 16? Okay, no one has that in their resume. But how many National Motorsports? Okay, not too many of them. How many people have told Dale Jr. this?
Dale Jr., shut up.
Not many. Not many.
I was mad at him. He was being nice boy Dale, and he wasn't taking credit for his badass run that he just had in one of the dual races. So, yeah, shut up with your niceties and get on with how badass you just were.
Well, and this is really what it was.
Dale Jr., shut up, because you need to... No, I'm being serious. You need to take credit for this. You are one of the masters at restrictor plate racing. Bottom line, the car can be crap, and you still drive it or find a way to drive it to victory lane. Come on.
I don't know. We've had some cars that weren't quite as good over the years, and they're a real challenge because there's some very capable guys out there with good cars. And
yeah, regardless, just this.
Dale Jr., shut up. Come on. Come on. Wasn't that big a deal.
Hello there. Yeah. Funny how that works.
Yeah. You know, it's funny how she can get away with that. She could, again, she cussed at Mario Andretti. She told Dale Jr. to shut up.
I cussed at Mario Andretti in Italian, mm-hmm. a very phrase that he taught me. So it wasn't like it was bad.
Right.
It would be bad if I said it to a stranger on the streets in Italy. Actually, it'd be really bad.
Or in front of the one Italian member of the FCC.
Which is why I'm not saying it right now.
Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Go ahead, Statman. Go ahead.
I think it's a real problem when one of the stars of the show is not concerned about winning or losing. Either he knows he's going to win or he's not worried about winning. And if one of the guys out there is not worried about winning, then again, what's the point?
All right. Let me reread the second part of his quote from last night. He says he's not going to lose any sleep over it, at least at this moment. Then, verbatim, this is his quote, when we miss the chase, it'll be frustrating and disappointing. But we're going to plan on not missing it. We're going to plan on making it. However, you don't say, the words don't come out of your mouth immediately when we miss the chase, if you're not already having that in your mindset. Right?
No, you don't. But we've seen the evolution of Dale Jr., again, the 16 years that we've been doing Speed Freaks, and there are times where, and I think that might be what Statman's alluding to, where it's a devil-may-care attitude. Stat?
Yeah, and he's at a point now where he's old enough and he's getting married, and maybe his priorities are changing, and this idea of win at all costs is not uppermost in his mind, which might make some of the sports books in Vegas a little upset, might upset some of his fans in the stands, and some of his sponsors might say, hey, look, dude, we're paying you a lot of money to win, and if you're not worried about winning, let's go back to the table and renegotiate some of these contracts.
But hold on a second. As we've talked about on the show through the years, are they paying him to win? Talking about his sponsors, or are they paying him because of the publicity that he gets them? Because again, motorsports, actually any sport, is as much entertainment as it is competition.
They're paying him to care. And if he doesn't care, then they need to renegotiate those contracts.
Ouch. Even if he is constantly the number one driver in NASCAR with merchandise sales, the number one driver in popularity contests, the number one driver on getting those sponsors mentioned or shown on TV broadcasts or in magazine articles, even if he doesn't win.
If winning's not the point of the contest, why have the contest?
Ask Danica Patrick sponsors.
Well, she lost one, didn't she? A pretty significant one. Had to find another one that's a little less visible on the national scene. So, yeah, eventually it's going to come down to, what are you doing out here, sweetheart?
Freak Nation, Kentucky. Again, a repaved Kentucky caused a number of accidents, and I said it in the first hour, where, surprising to me, again, I don't associate a crash fest with Kentucky, but evidently with the new repave that went down, it was significant with the number of drivers last night. Brad Keselowski secured his second straight victory, fourth of the year, tops in the Cup Series. 11 drivers have won races already this year and are all but assured chasing the spots. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is not one of them. But here's Brad Keselowski post-race on the latter part of the race.
Well, rolling right into them last few laps. Gosh, that was something. We weren't the best car tonight, that's for sure. The 78 car, he was really good. I thought the 4 car looked really good. 19, 20, they all looked really good. 18 looked really good. We seemed to kind of hover right in that 5th to 8th place range. And we came down pit road. I think 5th was 72 to go, 73 to go, and left pit road 5th. I thought, well, you know, who knows how these things are going to go. But then the 78 got the penalty, moved us into the outside line on the restart, which I think we saw all night was the preferred line. I was able to clear the two inside cars, I don't remember who they were, and get into turn 3 behind Kevin. And I was about half a car width back, which I had a pretty good idea if I could stay within a half a car length of him that I could, you know, create an aero wake behind his car and loosen him up a little bit without touching him. And sure enough, we went down the corner and it looked like he got really loose and I was able to make the move and get by him. You know, that's kind of a product of this package, just how hard the cars are to drive with somebody behind you. And that worked out, you know, beautifully. We had a great car on restarts to kind of complement that. And
Brad Keselowski continues on talking about finishing the race ahead of Carl Edwards.
Once I got to the lead there, I was like, okay, well, we'll see how this all plays out. I kind of expected another restart, and our car was really fading on long runs. It was losing grip kind of rapidly, and with about 20 or 30 to go, I said, like, I'm going to be in trouble here. And I was probably not going to be able to hold off the 78 and the 20. That hadn't been our strength. And I think Paul Wolf, my crew chief, he saw that, made the aggressive call to go to fuel mileage. I knew we were way short of being able to make it. So I got as aggressive as I could, and somehow we made it. And I'm not even sure you can really say we made it because, you know, we ran out with about 2 to go. And it was, you know, by running out, I mean it stumbled really, really bad. And I was able to just somehow limp it around the last 2 laps and stay ahead of Carl and bring her home. So that was something. This is a night I'm not going to forget.
Brad Keselowski after a big win in Kentucky, Crasher.
Again, I just shake my head at him saying, yeah, well, I somehow just limped it around. I should tell Brad Keselowski to shut up right now. Shut up, Brad Keselowski. You drove geniusly in order to get your car around for 2 more times around the track after you ran out of fuel by expertly getting the fuel into the pickup so that you did have enough to get the checkered flag. It just... Don't tell me I don't have enough. You guys, you're freaking some of the best in the world.
You know, it's
start taking credit.
It's lightened up over the last several years in regards to fuel mileage racing, where fans have just accepted it that it's just part of racing.
God, it's some of my favorite. It is absolutely some of my favorite.
Statman, has it always been a part of racing? I mean, back in hold on a second. There's a question I'm asking here, Crasher. 60s and 70s, has it always been a part of racing in regards to fans not liking fuel mileage racing? Can you go back 4 decades when, for me, a guy that got involved in motorsports in the 80s, that I enjoyed it because it just adds another dimension to motorsports?
It does add another dimension to the sport, and I don't think the fans appreciate that. The fans are only happy when everybody's going full steam ahead and crash it. But if you add another dimension of racing to the thing where you got to wonder whether or not we're going to run out of gas, can we get to the end, adds drama, adds more to the event rather than just put your foot to the floor and hold on and the last guy standing is the winner. I'd like it. And I think fans are starting to appreciate what's necessary to get that kind of win.
Plus, it brings the whole team aspect back into racing because people, especially on the periphery, they just see a driver in a cockpit and it's an individual sport. No, when it comes to fuel mileage, well, all around, it's a team sport because the crews work their asses off on whatever form of motorsport it is, whether you have pit stops or not, you're still working on the motor 24/7, 365, or the aerodynamics of the car. But when it comes to fuel mileage races, it's everybody recalculating things at the last minute. You find out seriously who the best of the best are, who can really push the limits to make things last. Of course, drivers have to feather the throttle a little bit. They have to change their driving style so that it still talent comes back straight to the driver. But engineers, crew chiefs, it's back on them as well.
It is an important part of the event. I'll probably say this, and somebody will bring up some race somewhere, but it comes to mind that maybe Kevin Harvick is not the best at fuel mileage races where you got to hold on and feather the throttle. He's kind of a guy that, you know, let's go until we run out of gas or crash. So
mash the gas, like you said.
Yeah, and mash the gas and let's everybody hold on. There's probably some other drivers out there who don't have a great skill at, you know, driving the car when you have to, you know, keep it under control like that, you know, more than just turning it on and off under yellow flag conditions. So, yeah, it adds a lot more to the driver's skill. It's a great thing, you know, and if you can't appreciate that, then maybe you don't appreciate racing. You appreciate a driver or just appreciate just screaming and hollering and waiting for them to crash.
Or, again, just being one-dimensional. Motorsports is so not one-dimensional. It's like the fan who says, NASCAR, I'm a racing fan. I love NASCAR. Oh, cool. Do you like NHRA? What's that? Well, then you're not a racing fan. There's motorsports that go in a straight line. There's motorsports that do road courses. There's motorsports that do ovals. There's motorsports that do dirt and asphalt and jump. It's like, come on. If you're going to be a motorsports fan, if you're going to be a racing fan, get to know me on all levels of the sport. Get to know two-wheel. Get to know four-wheel. Get to know boats. Get to know tractors. Because there's so many awesome nuances of every single form of motorsports. And if you're going to truly be a fan, then you got to know it all. And you will, because you like motors, you will love it all.
And you run across those type of people, though, Crasher, from time to time when they hear, when they say, Crash, we saw you covering the truck and tractor pull, the Pro Pulling League, the Lucas Oil Pro Pulling League. And then they get into the series and they see where not one, two, three, there are tractors with four freaking turbines on it. And real motorheads are just blown away that you can actually sync up four engines like that and pull that sled. So, I mean, they're out
there.
The four
motors, that would be the reciprocating motors, the Hemis. When it comes to turbine motors, that's three. At least in the Lucas Oil series, you can't have more than three turbine motors.
Bastards, man.
But, yeah, we're talking about, you like drag racing? Okay.
That's the point. You just made the point.
Right.
You got to know what's going on.
You got 16 engines, man. You got 70,000 horsepower going 300 feet, baby, a full pull.
But if you get to know it, you're going to like it. If you like motors, period, you're going to like all different forms.
Yeah, man. Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Statman, want to talk a little bit of sports car racing?
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
It's a Statman.
I try to keep up with several drivers who've become friends over the past 16 years. One is Billy Johnson, who's buried deep in the Ford camp at the moment. But while I was wringing my hands at his inability to climb into the spotlight, I noticed he was leading the World Endurance Championship GT points. That's right, the only American in the Ford GT camp is leading the World Endurance GT points at the moment. That's helped by driving the number 66 Ford GT to fourth at Le Mans last month. Then a win in the Continental Tire Sports Car Challenge race Saturday at Mosport has him and teammate Scott Maxwell in a commanding lead in those season points. I met Billy nearly 10 years ago as a pimply-faced kid at Homestead. He was promising he'd be winning races and championships soon. And now he's making good on the promise as one of the best GT drivers in the world. What am I wringing my hands about? That's world-class cool. Peace.
Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products, surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
Here's a Dave Despain tip. No matter how big your car or truck is, nothing in your engine takes more abuse than its oil. But with Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer, your engine oil will last longer to do the job it was designed to do. Protect your engine and offer peak performance. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer eliminates dry starts, lowers engine temperature, and prolongs the life of your oil up to 50%. Don't let your engine be caught dead without the protection and performance of Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer.
Look, we all mess up, whether it's getting behind on your bills, wrecking your credit, or you have an accident, and now you're looking for some help. You know that second chance? That's what LoanMart does. They help people get that second chance by using the value of their paid-off or almost paid-off vehicle. So if you're in need of some fast cash, 1-800-LoanMart can get you $2,600 to $50,000 today, regardless of your credit score. And the best part, you get to keep and drive your car. Get your fresh start at LoanMart. 1-800-LoanMart.
1-800-LoanMart.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits on Facebook and Twitter, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Race Talk Radio is celebrating our 10th season. Tuesday night, it's Honest NASCAR Talk with the Thunder Crew, presented by CreateMyT.com, where your art design help is always free at CreateMyT. Every night, we'll have another type of motorsports for you to hear about, but one thing that never changes at RTR, we still feature the Speed Freaks every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at racetalkradio.com.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. When I played the Beaver on TV, I often got into trouble without even meaning to. Well, years later, after I left Hollywood, I got into real trouble. My blood sugar was through the roof. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. And today, you can try this fast and easy solution without risk. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to jerrymathers66.com for your free video. That's jerrymathers66.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to jerrymathers66.com now.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
You're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
listening to a freaking encore edition of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
You missed any of Speed Freaks, you go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. We'll have it up there for you tomorrow morning. Antoine Brown was in here last hour. So was Joseph Newgarden, IndyCar Series winner from Iowa. And we kicked off the interview with Joseph Newgarden asking him, did he realize that he was on such a trip? I mean, he was on rails. The dude's led more laps today. He led more laps in this race than any other IndyCar Series race, any other IndyCar Series driver in the history of IndyCar Series. Was Joseph Newgarden aware of it?
You know, I didn't even know that was a statistic that people track until they told me. And, you know, it was a big day. I mean, we knew we were going to have a good car. We knew we would have a shot at fixing it up. And, you know, I didn't know it was going to be that good. But we've been good here the last 2 years, finished second 2014 and 2015. So I was excited for the day. I knew we were going to have the capability to be up there. But the car was on another planet. It was just, you know, it's funny the way the term hooked up is, but, you know, I think it's not that we were just hooked up. We were just better than everyone by like a good bit today. And I think a lot of that was just our amazing race car at Carpenter Racing.
His name, Joseph Newgarden, IndyCar Series winner, joining Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. And Joseph, if you were in track and field, they would be testing you for PEDs or other types of illegal drugs because you and your car were so freaking dominant.
Yeah, I think we just got good old-fashioned calculations going on with our engineering and figuring out, you know, exactly what we wanted from the car. This place is tricky, you know, especially today, it was kind of hot. You know, the sun was out. We normally run this race at night, which when it cools off, track temp comes down, generally creates a lot of grip for everyone, makes it easier to drive the cars. I think today was tougher in the heat, trying to manage the tire wear and, you know, keep the car underneath you throughout a whole stint and then get through traffic. So, you know, for us, the car was perfect at both those. It was fast. I mean, I could pull away whenever I needed to. And then more importantly, I could get through traffic just super quick. And I think that's where our big strength was today. So, you know, it's cool to be a part of that type of effort. I think, you know, we've all come into this, you know, aiming at trying to win the championship. That's why, you know, we're trying to keep racing. You know, it was kind of a question mark a couple weeks ago if they were going to let me drive. But, you know, we wanted to be out here running and not losing championship points because I think everyone in our team believes we have a shot at winning the championship at the end of the year.
Of course you have a shot, Joseph Newgarden. You're now up to second in points. But let's back up a little bit. For those people that may not be aware, you're driving with broken bones in your hand, and you just called this track tricky. So what you did today, that just elevates it to a whole nother level.
Well, you know, it sounds cheesy, but it makes it so much easier when you have a great car. You know, if you're fighting the thing all day, it doesn't feel comfy. It doesn't feel like it's underneath you. You don't feel confident to pass people. That's more physically challenging than, you know, when your car is hooked up, if you will. I mean, it just makes it a lot less physically stressful. But this place is always tough. I mean, physically, I think Iowa is the most difficult race we go to every year. It's constant loading. It's 7/8 of a mile, short track racing. And you're pulling 4 Gs just for 2 hours, basically. I don't think it was that long today. It was probably an hour and 40, hour and 45 for the race. And, you know, to be able to sustain those loads and hold onto the wheel with no power steering for that long, it's tough. So, you know, for me, I was motivated by having such a great car and wasn't really worried about the injuries. I would have felt like an idiot if I wouldn't have gotten the thing across the finish line, you know, winning it, because that car was that good, you know, and the guys on the team, they deserved it. So it gave me tons of motivation to just grit my teeth and keep the thing underneath me and try and charge as hard as I could for all those 300 laps.
Yeah, but you're not giving yourself credit the way you should be. You have broken bones in your hand. You finished the race and just, like we've been talking about, dominated it, but then had a hard time picking up the trophy because of the pain that you're in. It's just incredible to me what you're doing.
Yeah, I was using my left hand a lot more today. My right hand is still broken on the fifth metacarpal, but it was tough. I had to change up my style a little bit. Some guys, you know, there's two different ways you can use the steering wheel. You can push more with your right hand and pull less, or you can pull more with your left hand and push with your right hand more. You know, it's just different. So for me, I was trying to pull more with my left hand and use my strength and my bicep to do most of the effort, and then just guide it with my right hand. But it was hard. I mean, it's always a tough race, like I said, around Iowa, and it made it a little tougher with the hand. But, you know, is what it is. At this point, it was, you know, I don't think I did anything that crazy. It was certainly doable, you know. So just happy we're in this position now where we've got good points. We're second in the championship. We got to just keep moving forward and trying to win more races, because it's going to take more wins to get it done at the end of the day. So we got to keep our heads down right now.
Joseph Newgarden, your win today in Iowa was your first on an oval track. You spent the last few minutes praising the car. What did you learn that will allow you to get the win, a little more oval wins as the season goes along?
Well, I think for us, it's been disappointing and tough not to have that, you know, notch in our belt yet. I think on the 21 car, you know, with Ed Carpenter Racing, we've been so close. I mean, I think we've had 4 or 5 second places on ovals, you know, last year. I think we should have won the Iowa race last year. We had the car to do it last year. We just didn't get it done on the, you know, the final stint. We just kind of lost out and, you know, shot ourselves in the foot. But, you know, we're a great unit. I think, you know, we learned that we can get it done. You know, that, you know, doing it, proving it, that adds a lot of confidence for everyone. And so I think that's what's going to carry us forward to the next oval races. And you definitely, you know, each time you run an oval race, specifically around a tough place like Iowa, you learn the management of the race. It's not just about, oh, can I get out front early and just try and win it from there. You know, it's really an evolution on these races. You got a lot of tires you go through, you know, many pit stops. So I think you just get better at managing that race and knowing how the clock, you know, what winds down as you go through the laps, where you have to be and what position you have to be in, and how the car needs to feel at certain points. You know, all those type of skill sets and that knowledge, that's what you just acquire over the years and times of running oval races, I think.
What is this setup that is so special about Iowa that you can't take to another 1 mile track? Iowa's what, 7/8 of a mile, but why can't you take this setup to another track and have that same kind of success?
Well, I mean, that would be cool. I wish we had more short tracks that we go to. Iowa's really the only one on the schedule for us from a short track standpoint. So, you know, if we get Milwaukee back on the schedule, we get Gateway or something like that. I'd love to go to Richmond, you know, places like that. Absolutely. Well, I should take it back. We did race at Phoenix, I guess, at the beginning of the year, which would be considered a short track too, but it's different. You know, I mean, yeah, to be completely honest with you, one setup at one track doesn't work anywhere else.
Joseph Newgarden, enough race talk. Told to ask you about running around in your boxers and your transporter yelling, "Freedom!"
Who told you that?
I don't know.
We are a very patriotic group, okay? That's all I'll say. We're kind of an all-American team. We've got Ed Carpenter as our kind of leader. He's our team owner, hence the Ed Carpenter Racing name. Spencer Pickett is another American that runs with us, and we got Jared Hildebrand too. So, you know, we feel like we're Team America, kind of. You know, we try our mascot's an eagle. You know, that's kind of like a secret mascot. It's not a public mascot, but we love it. You know, we're all about the American presence. We're right in the heart of Indianapolis and Speedway, Indiana, across from the great Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So we get after it when we show up to racetracks. We're very proud to be American and racing in great places like Iowa, and hopefully getting victories like we did today.
And, of course, Joseph Newgarden, your winner from the IndyCar Series in Iowa. And before we go to break, a couple of things that we'd like to hit. One, of course, Crasher, that you can speak to more so than me, is the loss of an IndyCar legend, an open-wheel legend, team owner, in Carl Haas recently over the last week. And then, of course, you have Chuck Etchells, NHRA funny car driver, who's best known for the first pass under the first pass under 5 seconds, a 4 second pass in the funny cars. But real quick, Crasher, Carl Haas, we lost him this week.
Yeah, both of those guys are legends in their sport, IndyCar, sports cars, NHRA. But Carl Haas, man, the pairing of he and Paul Newman to make the Newman-Haas Racing IndyCar team, kart team, and how dominant they were with Mario Andretti, Michael Andretti, Nigel Mansell. Just, I could go on and on and on. And then down the road, Sebastian Bourdais, his four consecutive titles with that team. Just, wow. An amazing man who always put his heart and soul into every car that they developed. And, yeah, it was very sad learning of Carl Haas, Mr. Cigar Man, learning of his passing this week.
Stat Man, go ahead. I'm saying your memory of Carl Haas, Stat.
Yeah, I heard a story once that Crash just mentioned the development of the cars. He would go around before the race, and this wasn't talked about much, and how he would just feel the car, and like he was saying some, like he was praying over the thing. And we were on the pre-grid once at Long Beach, and I saw him do it, and I was amazed that, one, the story was true, but two, I felt like I was interfering or something, and I'd left because it was his time with the car. And but Haas was, as much of a businessman as he was and as much as he loved racing, he also was involved in it spiritually. And that sounds crazy, but until you see him actually involved in the car and in the process of being one with the car, you don't understand Carl Haas.
And we mentioned Chuck Etchells died Wednesday, age 61, longtime resident of Connecticut, had 15 wins in NHRA funded car career, 13 as a driver, 2 wins as a team owner. But again, he's best known back in 1993 to break the 4-second barrier at 4.987 at lapse time there in Topeka, Kansas. And I always think of Chuck Etchell's stat man in that Kendall Oil funny car.
Yeah, there was so much about the early days of drag racing. We just look at it now and just assume that these barriers were always there. But when you think that somebody like the 4-minute mile, the 4-second funny car pass, you had to see it. And he was special. And it was more than 20 years ago when that happened. But to the people inside, and especially the 50th anniversary of the funny car, whatever it is now, he's a special man in the sport.
And I've searched, and it's just me being nosy. I haven't found anywhere. I mean, again, 61 is a young age. Do we know how or why he died? Have you found anything, Stat?
No, I haven't. And indeed, 61 is getting younger every morning I wake up.
Well, it sure certainly pales to 130-year-old. I'll explain next and Not Much Motorsports, Speed Freaks Pits, and the Lucas Oil Studios.
7 out of 10 Danica Patrick fans know the alphabet.
Whatever.
Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
It's called a tune-up in a bottle for good reason. One little bottle added to every tank of fuel will do the work of a team of mechanics. The powerful combination of oils and additives in Lucas Fuel Treatment cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system while increasing power and fuel economy because it's burning excess exhaust emissions. Lucas Oil Fuel Treatment is the best and simplest way to get your vehicle to perform at its peak and keep the army of mechanics away a little longer.
Through rain, sun, snow, and sleet, the General G-Max all-season tire will take you where you need to go. This ultra-high-performance tire will deliver the precision you require in dry and wet conditions and provide the top-level traction necessary to navigate in light snow. So let General Tire give you the comfort, performance, and traction that the Freak Nation demands. For more information, visit GeneralTire.com. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks.
Look, we all mess up, whether it's getting behind on your bills, wrecking your credit,
or you have an accident and now you're looking for some help, you know, that second chance, that's what Loan Mart does. They help people get that second chance by using the value of their paid off or almost paid off vehicle. So if you're in need of some fast cash, 1-800-LOAN-MART can get you $2,600 to $50,000 today, regardless of your credit score. And the best part, you get to keep and drive your car. Get your fresh start at Loan Mart. 1-800-LOAN-MART.
1-800-LOAN-MART.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Are you tired of the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. Take all the hassle out of shining your tires. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Large applicators also available. Get four No Mess applicators online now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com. That's buynomess.com.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims, so do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to lucasoil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Pulling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Race Talk Radio is celebrating our 10th season. Tuesday night, it's Honest NASCAR Talk with the Thunder Crew, presented by CreateMyT.com, where your art design help is always free at CreateMyT. Every night, we'll have another type of motorsports for you to hear about, but one thing that never changes at RTR, we still feature the Speed Freaks every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at RaceTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Back with Speed Freaks on a Sunday night, playing some Aerosmith coming out of break for a good reason. Reports that Aerosmith co-founder guitarist Joe Perry was forced to leave the stage at a Brooklyn show tonight after he collapsed after leaving the stage. He was playing with the Hollywood Vampires. It's a group that's composed of Alice Cooper, Johnny Depp. They jam across the country. He was taken away in EMTs, according to radio television personality Eddie Trunk. But I'm also following Alice Cooper at Real Alice Cooper on Twitter. Says, thanks to everyone asking about our brother Joe Perry. He's stable right now with family and is under the best care. That was 15 minutes ago.
So he had to be taken off stage?
Yeah, there's a video that I saw on Instagram where Joe Perry is sitting on the drum riser playing, and you just can tell he's not with it, and just he just kind of gets up and just exits stage left behind his amps, Statman.
Isn't he a big street rod guy? Isn't he the guitarist? I think it's Joe Perry that has four or five classic show quality street rods.
Wouldn't doubt it.
I think it's him.
So, yeah, that's why you see on Twitter Joe Perry was trending, and I went like, oh, man.
I know. You never want to see. Oh, jeez. Yeah.
You know, just above him is Madison Bumgarner that was going into the eighth with a no-hitter. The Diamondbacks took that away from him. But then below him was Joe Perry. And oh, my gosh. Come on, man.
Well, and I hate to say it. It hasn't been a great year for musicians.
Yeah.
You get a little scared when you see something like that.
Yeah.
Not much motorsport.
Helio or Helio.
Not.
Well, not only that.
Much.
Thank you, I love you.
And headlining the party.
Douchebags.
Moose.
Not much motorsports.
The freaks.
Not much motorsports.
Tethered off, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tethered off. All right, man, so it is not much motorsports, so why not? Crasher, I teased going into the break. Statman said, getting out of bed and 61's getting younger every day. Well, there is a 130-year-old out there that we'll get to momentarily.
130?
130, yeah.
We would have heard about this person by
now. Okay, well, that's kind of why it's called a tease. But why don't you first get to your story?
Well, you talked about Joe Perry possibly being in pain on stage. Hope he didn't suffer from this abdominal pain that this woman had overseas. They looked at gallstones. They tested her for stomach cancer. Couldn't find anything. They finally did an endoscopy and, well, they found the culprit. It was a hairball. Hello?
Yeah.
Kenny's focused on something else right now.
No, I'm reading the story.
All right. This woman, Sophie Cox, overseas, said when she was stressed throughout her life, she found comfort from plucking strands of hair and eating them during the day. Yeah. So she had been diagnosed with both trichotillomania and trichophagia. Trichotillomania is when you suffer from a compulsive urge to pull out your hair. Trichophagia is the condition where you eat it.
So do you think our daughter has a...
She does like to pull her hair.
Slight off. Case of trichotillomania?
Well, as long as she doesn't eat it, I'm okay. Because this right. woman, it had been her entire life, this hairball in her stomach grew to 14 pounds.
Oh, no, no.
Well, yes, it did. 14-pound hairball. She didn't even know it really existed until she became pregnant. And during her pregnancy, she started realizing that she was losing weight when she should be gaining weight. After she gave birth, that's when the pain really came in. Because, you know, your body changes and all of a sudden little things come to light. And, yeah.
Okay.
Finally figured out that this was a hairball.
Did you click the link?
No, I don't want to see the picture.
It's incredible.
Really?
The hairball looks like a 14-pound steak.
Steak? It doesn't look like hair?
No, it just looks like a crispy steak. A charbroiled steak, yeah, man. This is nuts. does your body not process hair to...
No, it cannot digest it. So
really?
It sits there and just kind of like, hey, let me get to this point. Kind of like a lot of preservatives in our food. You got some junk in your stomach that just can't be passed through. Just saying.
So I can swallow gum, and that whole seven-year thing about gum sitting in your gullet for 7 years. No, I can swallow gum and deposit gum the next day, but I can't swallow my hair and deposit my hair.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. And you're right, it does look like a steak. That's disgusting.
Never would have guessed that. Your body doesn't process hair, doesn't digest hair.
Your own hair, too. Not like you're licking a cat, like cats lick each other. This is your own, it comes from your own body, and no, it doesn't process it.
All right, here we go, man. 130-year-old lobster gets pardoned. Lobsters would live longer than humans if given a chance. And one living in New York reportedly is 130 years old. Larry the Lobster, a 20-pound specimen that dates to the 19th century. has been living in the fish tank at Peter's Clam Bar in Island Park. Celebrating National Lobster Week as a stunt to celebrate National Lobster Month, the restaurant teamed up with Hempstead officials to pardon the crustacean earlier this week. Department of Conservation and Waterways staff, they teamed up with the town and the restaurant to release the lobster back to the ocean. What a raw deal, man. You've been cooped up for 130 years?
Yes.
And now go back out to the wild? What
here,
the,
this is what freedom's really like.
What the hell is that?
Now that none of that makes sense. If it wasn't Lobster Week, I'd say I'd believe it. But you know, it's Lobster Month and Lobster Week. We're going to take 130. Imagine taking 130-year-old grandmother and put her out on the street.
Sorry, Grandma. You've been living in the shack. Now head on out there, baby. All right, guys. We'll talk to you next Sunday night. Crash Gladys, Triple F, Jerry. His name is Statman. My name's Kenny Sargent. Shoot the juice to the moose and Statman.
Cut it loose.
Yep.
8 out of 9 Formula One fans shave their legs with a curling iron and a splash of Cheese Whiz.
Ooh, that's hot.
Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio. Redefined.
Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products, surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
Hi, Dave Despain here to tell you transmissions are one of the most complicated and expensive components in your car or truck. Don't let leaks and low fluid make a bad situation even worse. Use Lucas Transmission Fix in your older car's transmission to stop slipping, hesitation, and rough shifting. Lucas Transmission Fix, specially formulated to make your automatic transmission perform like new. Oh, and it actually eliminates most leaks. It also works on your light-duty manual transmissions to increase shifting ease and transmission life. Shift your problem to Lucas Transmission Fix.
Look, we all mess up, whether it's getting behind on your bills, wrecking your credit, or you have an accident, and now you're looking for some help. You know that second chance? That's what LoanMart does. They help people get that second chance by using the value of their paid-off or almost paid-off vehicle. So if you're in need of some fast cash, 1-800-LoanMart can get you $2,600 to $50,000 today, regardless of your credit score. And the best part, you get to keep and drive your car. Get your fresh start at LoanMart. 1-800-LoanMart.
1-800-LoanMart.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits on Facebook and Twitter. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's real medicine that has no odor, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You use the whole jar. If you're not happy, you can get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send back if the stuff really works. Get guaranteed arthritis relief. Find Australian Dream in the little red box at Walmart or wherever you shop.
Race Talk Radio is celebrating our 10th season. Tuesday night, it's Honest NASCAR Talk with the Thunder Crew, presented by CreateMyTea.com, where your art design help is always free at CreateMyTea. Every night, we'll have another type of motorsports for you to hear about. But one thing that never changes at RTR, we still feature the Speed Freaks every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at RacetalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.